talking today to a COVID-19 survivor. And this is important because so many people across the country cannot get hydroxychloroquine to help them get over it and ultimately to save their life. And she's going to tell her story. This is Evelyn Pachocki. Yeah, I apologize if I pronounced that wrong, Evelyn. Evelyn had COVID-19 for 80 days. 80. Before she could get treatment. And I want her to tell you her story. She's from Fort Smith, Arkansas, and Evelyn is 55 years old. Hi, Evelyn. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay today. Today's a good day.
Good. Well, I'm just going to leave it with you and let you tell your story.
Okay. Well, probably about March 14th, we traveled to, my husband and I, to New Orleans for a work trip. And when we got there, we started hearing little bits and pieces about COVID. So we got a little nervous. So we decided not to go inside New Orleans. We were just going to stay in the hotel and go to dinner. And he would go to work during the day because it was his work trip. So somehow, even though we were careful, we ended up with COVID, or my husband did at first. So we drove all the way back to Fort Smith, Arkansas from New Orleans, and we came home and we went to the bedroom and didn't come out because I have a son. And my husband got pretty bad, so this was on Monday when we got back. So on Thursday, it was probably March 18th or somewhere around there, I decided to take him to the emergency room. So I took him to the emergency room at Baptist Health in Fort Smith and dropped him off because they wouldn't let me come in. And they admitted him because his oxygen levels were down. And they put him up in a room, and I could call and check on him. And when I called, they said they were going to give him hydroxychloroquine, and I was all for it. So he was in there from Thursday to Thursday. He got hydroxychloroquine for that entire time. The last dose was on the day he left. And he came home. He was weak, but he was cured. So during that time, though, I went into the hospital the day after Scott went in and got tested. And I had COVID-19. I was positive. And they said, your oxygen levels are good, so you can't get admitted. So I went home. Well, that night, my chest started hurting really, really bad. So the next day, I went back to the emergency room, and they did admit me. But I didn't have the low oxygen levels. So the next day, they said, you have to go home, and you can't get any hydroxychloroquine because you are not on oxygen. So I didn't get it. So I went home. So my husband came home, and I was feeling okay for maybe a week. And then after that, I've been sick since. It's been almost 4 months. And during that time, I went to the ER 14 times. And every time I went in, I would say I had chest pains, and they would say, well, we'll scan your chest. And they'd check my oxygen levels, and it was always good. And they would say, my chest looks fine. You have to go home. So that was the first time. And then the second time I came back, a couple days later, with chest pains, and they did the same thing. They scanned me and said, you're fine. We're going to send you back home. Well, this happened maybe 4-5 times. And on the fifth time, I went to the ER at Baptist Health. And I could tell by then they were laughing at me because I kept coming back and they kept sending me home. They were like, this is ridiculous. So, again, they said, you have to go home. We're not going to admit you. And as I was leaving, I passed out. So they did admit me that time, the fifth time, I believe. And they put me in a room, and I kept saying my gallbladder doesn't feel good. I know it's my gallbladder. And I kept saying it over and over again. And finally, they did a hydro scan on me. And it was dead. It wasn't working. So the next day, they took it out. COVID took my organ out, because I was healthy before this. I never had a flu shot. I never ever was sick, ever. So they took my gallbladder out, and then they sent me home the same day they took it out. But my chest still hurt. So 4 or 5 days later, I went back to the ER, told them again. This time, one of the people there said, we only treat symptoms that we know. We don't know COVID. If you want a second opinion, go to the Mayo Clinic. Every time I went, I was humiliated. I mean, it was totally, no one was helping me. No one was giving me anything. No one, I mean, one time I went, they gave me morphine and sent me home. And that was great because I got to sleep that night. But 14 times I was in the ER, and not one person could give me anything to make me feel better. So after the 14th time, I think, we decided, this is day 80, I think, we have to go somewhere to get treated. And on Facebook, there's a group of long-haul COVID fighters. Thanks to the people who set that up. It's people like me who had COVID for so long, and we could talk to each other and tell each other what was going on, and maybe say, hey, take Pepcid and Benadryl together. It takes the chest pain away. And we did it. We tried everything that people said online because they knew what they were doing, and it was all of us trying to heal ourselves, trying to feel no pain. And one person on there put the lady's name, Yvette Lozano in Texas. So I decided the night I couldn't sleep at all, we got up, day 80, and went to Texas, 4.5-hour drive. We show up at Lozano's clinic. She gives me hydroxychloroquine, and in 30 minutes, I'm feeling better. Not 100%, but I'm feeling better. Because, you know, I've had this for 80 days. Nothing's going to cure me because I've had it for 80 days. But I went back to the hotel that night, because I had to stay there for 3 days so she could monitor me. And I slept. I actually slept through the night. The next day I get up, I take my hydroxychloroquine, I go back to her, she does all the tests on me, she gives me some shots, some B12 shots. And I'm feeling really good by now. You know, so I go back to my hotel. I actually went and got my toes and nails done in Texas. And then the third day I went back, I got more hydroxychloroquine. She said, you can go home now. You know, I'll text you. You know, and she did. The doctor texted me to make sure I was feeling okay. I came home with hydroxychloroquine, and I felt good. I still had the chest issues, though. Everything went away, the night sweats, the chills, the nausea, the pain in the stomach. It all went away except for some chest pains. So when I got back, PCP had made an appointment for me because he had not done anything because he didn't know what to do, and he wouldn't give me hydroxychloroquine because I asked him. Only Arkansas says only if you're in the hospital on oxygen can you be given hydroxychloroquine. So that wasn't a help. That wasn't any help. And also, we also did this. We went on the news asking for Arkansas to let Scott give me his antibodies, you know, from plasma. And we went on the news even, and we had the senator involved of Arkansas, and we wanted Scott to be able to give me his plasma. But my PCP said it wasn't allowed unless I was in the hospital on a ventilator, and I wasn't. So we tried to do a petition. It didn't work. No one would let us do the plasma. So we relied on Lozano, and it did work. But when I got back, my PCP said, we scheduled an appointment with a neurologist. And I thought, a neurologist? Why? He said, just go to it. So we went all the way to Little Rock, 2.5 hours, to see this neurologist. And we get in there, and I get in there because they wouldn't let my husband in. And they say, oh, you have a post-COVID reaction. You have an autoimmune disorder. It has nothing to do with COVID. And we're going to put you back on hydroxychloroquine. We're going to let you do it. We'll give you a couple refills, and you can take and get your inflammation down. But we can't call it COVID. We have to say autoimmune disorder. Did they listen to my heart? Nope. did they touch me? Nope. Not one person touched me in that office. All they did was give me a prescription for hydroxychloroquine, and I came home with that. And I took one or two a day for a while, and now I'm on one a day. So I got hydroxychloroquine from Arkansas, but it wasn't for COVID. So I came home with that, and I still have some symptoms. I am nerve issues just started for me about a week ago, and if you look on the website with COVID long haul fighters, it seems like that's the last thing before you heal. I'm hoping that's what happens. I've had some, since I've had two negative tests, since I had eight positive tests, I now have two negative tests and I can see doctors. In Arkansas, you can't see a doctor unless you have two negative tests. So I finally went to the heart doctor, and so far everything shows good. I have been to a neurologist because I have two negative tests. And now I have a new PCP who's really good in helping me with each symptom that still is showing up. But I'm not 100%. But when I went to see Lozano, I was at 0%. And when I left there, I was at 90%. So hydroxychloroquine works. And all these people on these long-haul fighter websites who's had it for 120 days, who's had it for 4 months, who've had it for 80 days, we didn't have to have this. If someone would have just gave us hydroxychloroquine in the beginning, like they gave my husband, we would not be here hurting and sick and gone to the emergency room 13 times. I'm not the only one who's been to the emergency room and been turned away. On that website, there's hundreds of us. I think that I'm not sure why that drug's not available, because it should be. It should be in every doctor's office, and every doctor should be given it, because, unfortunately, I've been given no hydroxychloroquine until the day 80, and I went to the ER 14 times, so I paid those people to tell me that my chest was fine and to leave, and each visit was probably $8,000, I bet. I don't really know because I haven't really looked at the bills yet. But I know they're going to be there, and it wasn't my fault. I shouldn't have to pay these bills. They should have given me hydroxychloroquine in the beginning. It works. I'm not sure why they didn't do it. And I feel bad for the people who are getting it in Arkansas and not getting treated.
Well,
they're not giving it out.
Evelyn, hydroxychloroquine has been used for many, many years for other things.
Right, for lupus. My friend had it he was still taking it for 10 years.
Yeah, and I think they use it for malaria and possibly rheumatoid arthritis. I don't know about that, but and they got a great safety record. And the thing about it is the drug is cheap. It doesn't cost you.
Well, in Arkansas, you have to pay out of pocket. They don't. My insurance wouldn't cover it.
Yeah. But so a cheap, safe drug that, in my experience from talking to people all over the country, will knock the virus down in what you said, 30 minutes? Now,
yeah.
Now, what logical person would say, we've got to make sure a person's in the hospital, we're giving them oxygen, or we're putting them on a respirator before we'll give this cheap drug? What sense does that make? It doesn't
In Arkansas, that is the medical medicine board, the medicine people who tell you what medicines are allowed to be given. And that's when we researched it. We found out that in Texas, doctors in offices can give it. And that's why we went to Texas. But in Arkansas, doctors in offices cannot give it. Now, I did get it, but it was an autoimmune disorder.
So someone has intimidated doctors and pharmacists that if you say, I want hydroxychloroquine for COVID, they can't give it to you. But
right.
If you say, I want it for autoimmune disorder, they can give it to you.
Well, yes, but I'm sure if you go in with COVID, they're going to know you have COVID. They're not going to give it to you because it's not allowed. In Arkansas, it is not allowed. You can only get it when you're in the hospital on oxygen.
Can you think of any reason, and I know you're not a physician and you're not a politician, can you think of any reason why there's so much pushback to this drug?
You know, I'm going to say what my husband says, Trump. You know, Trump was an advocate for it, and I guess everybody, politics got involved, and that study that came out that was supposed to be, it was supposed to be really bad for COVID, you know, they even nixed that at this point. So I'm not quite sure why we're not given it. I don't really know. I don't know the reason. I really don't know the reason. I wish I knew, but I don't know the reason.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on the podcast today so that a set of listeners can hear your story.
And 14 times to the ER.
Yeah. I wouldn't even want to go 2 times.
Right.
I'd want to get treated the first time with a drug that I believe costs less than $2.
Right. I would not have went 14 times if I would have gotten that drug. If I would have lived in Texas and got COVID, I would have went and got that drug because they would have given it to me.
Okay.
But in Arkansas, they wouldn't give it to me. And I went, I'm 4 months. I'm on 4 months and I still have some symptoms.
Well, I understand that the longer you have it, the more symptoms you have after it's cured. So.
Right. That's so true. I mean, and at one point, I didn't tell everybody this, but at one point, I called a suicide hotline.
Yeah, you know, well, I think suicide is another side effect of not getting cured.
Right. I mean, I was at my death's end. I was in so much pain, I didn't know what to do. I wrote letters to my kids. I wrote a letter to my husband, and it was awful. But I didn't want to feel the pain anymore. I couldn't get the help that I wanted.
Well, that is a sad story, Evelyn, but I'm glad that you shared it with us because there's going to be somebody out there listening to your story that will do something.
And if you have COVID, go on that website on Facebook, Long Haul COVID Fighters. Because if you have COVID and you're suffering by yourself, you don't have to suffer by yourself. Get online with us. I mean, we are all one group since March.
Okay. Well, I hope that they'll do that. Go to that Facebook group. Listen to other people's stories. And take the advice that you've given in your account, and because COVID is not meant to be a death sentence.
Right.
But the national news media said, oh, we wish that we had a treatment for this. Well, there is a treatment. And
it's hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, hydroxychloroquine. And I'm getting ready to talk to a doctor who has a treatment where he nebulizes a steroid and lets you breathe it, and he says he gets good results. Now,
right.
You know, there's at least 2 treatments there that I know of, and yet people are dying every day because someone is allowing it by not passing the information on and letting them get the treatment. So
right.
I don't know what the cause of that is either, but I'm just doing my job of providing the truth so that people will have an opportunity for COVID not to be a death sentence.
Right.
So anything else you'd like to tell us before we end the show today?
Nope, that's it.
Well, thanks so much.
I appreciate you letting me tell my story. And if anyone would like to, contact me and talk to me, they're welcome to. I'm on Facebook.
Do you want them to contact you on Facebook or?
Yeah, they're welcome to, to get on there and say, hey, I want to talk to you.
Or text.
I'll listen. I'm a good listener. I mean, I've been there. I mean, I'm still there. So.
Will you take direct communication from people that hear the program or no?
Yes. Yes. Anybody who has COVID wants to talk to me and they've had it for a long time and they're suffering, that they're welcome to call me or not call me, but go on Facebook and I will answer them.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for what you're doing. You're going to be a big help in helping people who don't have any hope.
Right. That's what I thought. I didn't have any hope. But there is hope out there. I mean, you find the right doctor and you find the right medicine. Like I found Lozano, and I have a doctor now that I've found that I really like. So there is the help out there, And if people turn you away, if a doctor tells you that if you're not sick and you are in the ER, you need to tell them, write that right on my chart that you turn me away, that you're not treating me. I've learned that. If you go to an ER, tell them that right in there. You're not treating me. You're sending me home.
Okay, Evelyn. Well, thanks again.
All right. Thank you.